Pension funds have become increasingly aware of the need to manage environmental, social and governance risks to protect investment returns. The local government pension scheme has been a key proponent of ESG. In 2016, new regulations affecting the management and investment of LGPS funds in England and Wales came into force, giving administering authorities until April 2017 to publish their first investment strategy statement in accordance with the new rules. As pooling progresses, the Brunel Pension Partnership, which includes 10 LGPS funds, has been one of the strongest advocates of sustainable investing. I'm Sophia Imerson, Associate Editor at Pensions Expert, and in this episode on LGPS pooling and ESG, I'm joined by Dawn Turner, Chief Executive Officer at the Brunel Pension Partnership. Institutional investors have a huge role to play in shaping the future of society through sustainable investment, and many UK pension funds are placing more importance on ESG in terms of long and short-term risks. So how far have schemes come with responsible investment?
In terms of how far schemes have come, I think there has been a significant change in the last 2 years. In particular, the LGPS, as you've mentioned, there has been change in the regulations and requirement for statements within the ISSs. But if you look across actually the UK, there has been movement and an understanding that ESG and RI is something that trustees need to be taking into account. And in fact, actually, the Associated Member Nominated Trustees alongside UK SIF got a statement out of consultants last year to actually have commitment from them to up their game. And that is important because in the UK, there are a lot of small funds and they do rely heavily on the advice from consultants. And unless those consultants are actually providing information and educating people about actually the financial risks associated with ESG, then it is hard for them to actually take action. So it's an important thing that needs to happen. And it is good to see that commitment last year.
And what progress needs to be made? Do you think that ESG is often still seen as a nice to have?
I would say, unfortunately, yes, although, as I've just said, it is changing. And we can see, actually, that there's changing not only in the UK, but globally. There are things like the fact that in France in 2016, as part of the Article 173 of their Energy Transition for Green Growth, they actually have now require institutional investors to report on climate change. And we've actually seen our own governance from the Bank of England in the TCFD, the Task Force for Climate-Related Financial Disclosures, making a significant way forward as to what is going to be required from companies. But it's not only about climate change. There's lots of other things that are actually associated with ESG that have financial risks. We can talk about gender. There's been evidence there for a long time now that actually a diversified boards, and again the proxy being gender, actually get better returns on investment, and therefore that part of governance has a clear link to actual financial sustainability, which is important for pension funds to consider.
And how will LGPS pooling drive responsible investing?
We've already said that the local government pension scheme regulations have actually required statements to how they are actually considering ESG in their investment strategy statements. The LGPS was already had some funds that had their own RI policies. We've seen an increase in that. But as part of the pooling agenda, we formed a non-decision-making but collaborative group on RI, and this has representatives from both the actual pool companies but also the underlying funds as well, and we're able to share knowledge and look at aspects of ESG and actual general governance. So for example, we worked and talked about actually the corporate governance code and those sorts of things. But there is a recognition now with pooling that the strength, the assets under management coming together, what that actually means in terms of stewardship and obviously relating to the stewardship code as well. The guidance actually encourages all of the funds to actually have compliance with the UK stewardship code. And with that, comes the knowledge of actually what you can do as an asset owner and how, in fact, actually you can make a significant difference in terms of the long-term sustainability of economic growth, not only in the UK, but globally.
And the Brunel Pension Partnership published its responsible investment policy on the 10th of May. What is the pool's approach to ESG?
So responsible investment is something that is integrated across everything that we do in Brunel. And that is actually one of the three approaches that we have. So our approach is to integrate, which is to have a more efficient and effective way to ensure an investment-driven focus, to collaborate. And this amplifies the impact and outcomes through utilising the scale that comes from collaboration. And then to be transparent, which builds trust by doing that and being seen to do what we expect of others and leading by example. And that last bit is really important. I think it linked back to a lot of the things I have just been saying about that openness and transparency. It's about enabling conversations and with everybody that's a part of the investment supply chain. And for us, it is really important that we are actually going to do what we expect of others. So, for example, we are going to be following the disclosure requirements that have come out from the TCFD. But and I think in terms of our collaboration, we have partnerships and affiliations with groups such as the UNPRI, but we also have membership with the 30% Club and also Advocates of Diversity Project. But there are others and they are all listed in our policies. And we have actually got then, if I look at the areas that we have identified as our priority themes, UK policy framework, we talked about UK stewardship, but also that the pensions regulator is also seeing and acknowledges that actually the messages around actually ESG need to be stronger coming from them, and in particular on climate change, which leads us to our next theme, which is climate change. And we are supporters of the Transition Pathway Initiative, which enables people to see how companies are moving towards their 2% targets and how engagement is working there. Cost and tax transparency, that links in with the work that's been going on with the SCA and looking actually at the fees and their reports that have happened there. Human capital and diversity. And then the other two are supply chain management and cybersecurity. And in all of those, we are trying to link those back actually to the Sustainable Development Goals and using that as a framework in order to report about how our investments are having impact. I'll be clear about this. This isn't necessarily saying this is impact investing. Our starting point is to actually understand how our assets are actually having impact. And then we can look at whether we can actually do something further or make a difference in terms of what we select to invest in.
Thank you, Dawn. For more on LGPS pooling and responsible investment, please visit pensions-expert.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.